My name is Ted Parks, and I want to talk to you about a very important thing, very important topic, about spiritual abuse in leaders or churches, the fifth warning sign. And that sign is that if you ever want to leave one of these type of abusive churches, it's usually a very painful exit process. Very painful and very difficult to leave. So we're going to look at four different areas. First, they want to pray against you. Second, spread lies and slander for those who, against those who've left. Third, shunning those who've left. And then fourth, we're going to talk about getting healing if you come out of that type of a group or you know somebody who has. So first, we're going to talk about how they pray against those who leave their churches. Now, James and John had some of the same mindset at one time. When Jesus was going through Samaria, the Samaritans wouldn't accept him. And so James and John came in to Jesus, and this is what they said. Luke chapter 9, verses 54 through 56. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, just as Elijah did?" But he turned and rebuked them and said, "You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. Jesus didn't come to destroy lives, but to save. So when they wanted to call fire down from heaven, Jesus said, "You don't know what spirit you are of." And when churches want to pray against and curse those who leave their church because they've left their church, I would say they don't know what spirit they're of, because it's not the spirit of Jesus Christ. It's not the spirit of God. It's an evil spirit. It's occultism. So first we're going to look under that is cursing those who leave, that these churches many times will do that. There was a family that was getting ready to leave a church, and they went to the leadership to talk to them first. They expressed some of their concerns about the church and why they were leaving. And the leaders told them, "If you leave, we will pray against your children and we will curse your children, that bad things would happen to them and terrible things." Well, the father and mother were just shocked. How could this be that our leaders would actually pray against us and our children if we leave? It should be a shock. That should never happen. But it does. And many of these type of churches, this is kind of their system, part of their teaching. There was another leader I was talking to who had been part of a type of church like this. And he was sharing how he's one of the leaders in their group. And the pastor would tell them, whenever someone left the church, they'd get together and they'd pray against that person and pray curses on that person. He said he didn't do it because he didn't feel right. And of course, I'm glad he didn't do it because it wasn't right. It's an evil thing. It should never happen. But it does very often. And if you're part of a group and they pray against and pray curses on those who leave, it's a big warning sign. Be careful, you're in an abusive group. When you use the demonic to get your purpose, that's occultism, not of God. Praying curses on people is not of God, it's a different spirit. It's the spirit of the evil one. We don't do that. When someone wants to leave our churches or leave a church, first you might want to see, is there any way to reconcile? But if there's not, and they're going to be leaving, then they should be blessed as they go and prayed for blessing and help in finding a good church that they can grow and mature in and become strong in Christ. With the love of God, that's how we should be sending people off. Secondly, I want to look at many of these groups. They'll spread lies about people who left. They want to slander them. Why? So people that are still part of their group will like, oh, they're terrible people. We can't have any relationship with them. And another thing is to make them pay for leaving and suffer that they actually were leaving the group. Now, they may not say that, but that deep down many times is the situation. One of their big goals is they want to assassinate the character of those who've left. And for some reason I just told you. There's a pastor who left this type of group, and that person's pastor, who wasn't still the main pastor, called this person up and said, I will do everything I can to assassinate your character. And he did. He went and through making phone calls, he called all the other pastors in that organization and spread a lot of lies, said a lot of lies, and they were to spread it on. And they spread lies throughout many of the pastors throughout that country. Why? Because they wanted to assassinate that person's character. Truth was not important. Attack was important. And that's very common in these type of groups. It's not just some strange things that only occasionally happens here or there. No, it's very common and in a false authoritarian, abusive, spiritually abusive type of group. I was working with one of these type of groups. I didn't know they were this type of group. And I heard some lies, basically. At that time, I thought maybe it was true. But they talked about this other pastor who had left and actually had to leave, and that he was basically trying to split the church. He wanted to actually even told the main pastor that why don't they split the church? He would take one half and the pastor would take the other, and then he wanted to split it up. Well, that was a lie. This pastor never wanted to split the church. He never wanted to take half the church and leave or whatever. But it was given to assassinate his character. So you look like, this guy is a terrible person. Stay away. And make him pay. I also, when I finally came away from one of these type of groups that I was helping out with, they came against me. I wrote something about a teaching, basically a false authoritarian teaching, and that it was not of God. I mentioned no names of people or organizations or connection at all. But this group said that I had written evil things about that leader and that group and spread it all over the internet because he wanted to come against me. He wanted others to not read that and also others to shun me as if I did this evil thing. But I didn't. I didn't use any names. I didn't use any groups or no way they could connect it to it per se. I just came against a false teaching, which it is, and said it was wrong. But that's part of the spreading of lies and deception. It's called fake news today, we'd say. Fake news. So third, I want to talk about these type of groups will usually shun those who leave. Shun those who leave. What's so evil about that? It separates families. It separates friends. It's just very, very destructive. Now, shunning because the person left, not because of any other reason, because of great sin this person fell into or whatever, but because they left. Now, they may make up a lot of lies to say they've done all these evil things and give an excuse, but really it's because they left the church. That's the way they do it. And I've seen heard lots of testimonies of families being separated. There was this family, and they said they were a part of this church, but because of all the spiritual abuse, the family left. But one of their daughters decided to stay, and she stayed. And she would have, after that, no fellowship with them, no relation. She had shunned them, and when they tried to talk to her, they would say that they're of the devil, and they're going to hell. It's sad. So there was a family divided because of this shunning teaching. I know a man who lost his wife. He left the group. His wife stayed. She had to shun him and have no relationship with him. So it just divided a husband and wife, a family. I know another situation where a family stayed and a son eventually left the group. Because he left the group, his family shunned him. They would have no relationship with him at all because he left the group. And one time he tried to go back because he figured the abuse was easier to handle than being separated from his family. But eventually he left again. And it's a sad thing. I also know a pastor who had lots of friends, pastor friends. But his main leader, when he left his main leader, somehow had talked to these pastor friends, whether he spread lies or just said, stay away and shun, whatever, to the point where they wouldn't even talk to him. They wouldn't even see what happened. They just shunned him because of the attacks and the purpose to cut off. Another thing that a lot of times happens is the closing of doors. And one person who had left was trying to get a job. So they were going to different people. They happened to be people that were still part of the church and asked for a job, people they knew. And this main pastor quickly went to those people and said, you cannot give him a job. So one didn't give him a job. He went to another one and he said, you can't give him a job. They gave him a job anyway. They ended up leaving and, you know, giving him a job. So at least he had a job because he needs to feed his family. What's this? You can't have no work or job. So it's just a matter of closing doors or attacking. This other pastor I was talking to was in one of these groups, and that pastor wanted to leave. But they said they couldn't, because if they left, they wouldn't be able to do ministry anymore in that country. I'm thinking, wow, but you know what? They were right. The doors would have been shut. They would have been lied against, slandered to the point no one else in that country would want to do ministry with them, because that their leader had a lot of authority there, and he used that to control, which is not good, not of God. Lastly, I want to look at getting healing. If you come out of one of these types of groups, you need healing. If you know someone who's come out of these type of groups, they need healing. They need to be understood and helped to come in coming out, because it's very, very difficult to come out. It takes years to heal. If someone came into that group from outside and they already knew what it's like to be free, it could take a couple of years. If they were saved in one of these type of groups, it could take many years. I heard a lady share, it had been 7 years and she still couldn't go to an organized church or trust the leader again. She was still trying to get healing from that. I was talking to this other person who was something bad happened, not real bad, just a little bit in her life, and she was afraid. She says, it's because I left the group, therefore I'm paying for it. I said, no, it's not because you left the group. This is life. Things happen, but it's not because you left the group. But that's the way she was taught, and she was brainwashed into thinking that any bad thing was if she left the group because she left the group, if she didn't submit to the leader because she didn't obey her leader. And so the teaching, this deception needs to be changed. And we need renewing of the mind, which one of the best ways is through scriptures. Get in the Word of God and let the scriptures renew our minds and bring us to truth, because the truth sets us free. In John 8:32, it's what it says. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set or make you free. We need to know the Word of God and the truth of the Word of God, and let it cleanse our minds and our hearts to bring healing from all the deception that we've been taught concerning authority and in that aspect. Another thing to really help get healing, besides the Word of God, is to connect with former members who have come out of that group but have got healing. They can understand you the greatest. They know what's going on in that group. They know what all the words mean, all the hidden things that you're not told about or you finally find out. And they can help you get out and get healing because they also understand you. They understand the situation. They came out of the same thing. So it's so helpful to get healing if you connect with those who come out also from the same group. If there's no one from the same group that you can connect with, find someone who's come out of a spiritually abusive group, same type, very similar throughout most of the world in these type of groups, and they can help you to get healing from that dramatic situation. Remember hearing testimonies of people who've come out, and there was one lady who was on a show, and she was sharing about coming out of one of these type of groups, and it had been 2 years, but she had a hard time talking about it. She was scared. She was, she's trying to talk. She couldn't really talk. Wow, she needs some healing. She hasn't got it. It is that dramatic coming out at times of that type of group. It does so much damage, so destructive. You know, I've heard testimonies of many ladies who said when they came out of this type of group, they said, it's like I was spiritually raped. Very destructive. Most of the people come out and say, wow, that whole time I was in the group, I just wasted my life. And that's how they feel, like they just wasted their life. Now, God can use it for good and take it. And as you get healing, but yeah, it feels that way. And it's real. But God wants to bring healing, and He wants to use. The people that can heal you, help you the most are people who have come out of that type of situation, and now they're helping others. Maybe you can do the same in time. There's another guy who was actually on a university campus, was part of a group, and was so spiritually abusive and controlling. And when he came out, he said he was just damaged goods. He was just so wounded. On the outside, he may look good, but inside, he's just wounded and hurt. And that's real. It's the way people feel when they come out. It's so destructive. Now, a lot of these groups, they come out on the college campuses because they're more open at that age, and they take advantage of that. Now, be careful. Get into a solid group if you're in a university, not some of these abusive authoritarian type groups. Besides the Word of God, and besides finding someone who's come out, also, you can also, if you need it, get some professional counseling. There are groups out there, organizations, that just help people who have come out of these type of situations. They themselves have come out, and they're now trying to help those who are coming out. They can help you probably the best and a lot, because they relate. They understand it. They know you're not crazy. They understand the dramatic thing that happened and the hurt and the wounds, and they want to help. So you can connect with them also if you need it. So if you're not a part of one of these type of groups, you never have been, hopefully just in seeing some things that they believe and teach, they'll keep you from ever becoming a part of one of these groups, because you never want to become a part, because you have to pay a big price when you try to leave or get out. Secondly, if you're part of one of these groups, hopefully you can see that it's not of God and get free, and at least know that you can follow Jesus and what the truth is. And then if you're a leader in one of these groups, I pray that your eyes will be open, that this is not a correct way of leadership. This authoritarian leadership is not of God. Jesus taught servant leadership. And then lastly, if you've come out of one of these type of groups, I pray that you get healing, that God bless you and restore you, that you can feel comfortable again being part of a church and trusting a spiritual leader again. And I know that's hard. So I pray that you would get healing if you have come out of this situation. I hope this has been helpful. Pray that God will bless you and make you be fruitful and blessed in your relationship with Jesus Christ. Because in Jesus Christ is freedom and health. He didn't come to destroy, but to save. God bless you.